As Hurricane Wilma swirls through the Caribbean, it's dumping heavy rain on Jamaica, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Honduras. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Wilma could make landfall in southwestern Florida sometime late Saturday or maybe early Sunday. Forecasters say it has the lowest minimum barometric pressure ever measured in an Atlantic Basin hurricane, and that Wilma is the most intense Atlantic storm on record. It grew from a tropical storm to Category 5 hurricane in just one day. Joining us now by phone from the center is meteorologist and science and operations officer Christopher Lancy, and it's nice to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Yeah, glad to help out today.
And I understand that the most recent news is that, in fact, the hurricane has weakened a little bit.
Yeah, slightly. It's still a Category 5 with winds about 165 miles per hour, but the pressure came up a little bit to 892 millibars, so it's extremely intense, but it's no longer record-setting.
Mm-hmm. How did it develop, intensify so quickly from tropical storm to Category 5?
Yeah, well, it had just the perfect conditions, warm, deep water, moist air, and an absence of wind shear to disrupt the structure. And we see this in these active periods in the late season storms in October. We saw this with Mitch in 1998, Lenny in 1999, and Michelle a couple years ago that hit Cuba.
So this is not unusual, and maybe in intensity, but not in its form.
Correct.
I understand that the storm has something of an unusual structure as well.
Well, it's got a very tiny eye. We call it a pinhole eye. That it's just a few miles across where the calm center is, and then the donut of the strong winds and heavy rainfall. And it also has a double eye that surrounds that. We call it concentric eye. And when it reaches these very intense conditions, we do see where you get weakenings and re-strengthenings on the order of a 12 hours or a day or so.
So we shouldn't anticipate that the progress is going to be, all together in one direction or the other.
Correct. The overall conditions are that it's likely to stay a very strong hurricane for the next couple days.
Now, the expectation, as I understand it, is that it will, once it moves into the Gulf of Mexico, make a sharp turn to the northeast.
That's correct, but the timing is very critical, and it also has the factor is that it's going to come very close to Mexico or maybe even move over the Yucatan of Mexico. And once hurricanes move over land, even if it's just a few miles, they tend to weaken rapidly. So it's a very uncertain scenario that's painting itself for Florida at this point.
The water in the Gulf of Mexico over the area in which Wilma is expected to pass, is that as warm as the water which has fueled it there in the Caribbean?
Yeah, in general it is. Over the Western Caribbean, it's very warm at the surface, but it's also warm through quite a deep layer. You also have the loop current, which becomes the Gulf Stream as it passes between Florida and Cuba. So, yeah, it looks like Wilma will remain over very warm water that's also very deep for the foreseeable future.
Is it likely to be disrupted at all by the winds that would blow it there towards the northeast?
Not in the next two or three days. The wind shear, this disruptive winds aloft, does not look like it'll be a factor until at least sometime on Saturday or so. But that may not be in time to weaken it before it impacts the United States.
So it looks as if people in Florida, if they're wise, would take precautions now.
Well, it depends on your situation. You know, for example, my family and I, when there's a hurricane warning, that's when we take precautions in putting up our storm shutters and getting the house prepared. Other folks, for example, the Florida Keys, they need more time to prepare for the storm. At this point, there are no watches or warnings for any of the United States, but there are hurricane warnings for the Yucatan of Mexico, and there's a hurricane watch for western Cuba.
And as I understand it, it is not at all unusual for storms like this to reach the west coast of Florida in the month of October.
That's correct. The time of year that the west coast of Florida is at most at risk is in October. Tampa's worst hurricane occurred in late October in 1921. And this is the time of year when they start making that turn back to the east at a lower latitude. It's called recurvature, and that's why the west coast of Florida is more at risk in October than the east coast.
Busy season for you.
Yeah, we're hoping it comes to an end soon, but not for the next few days.
Christopher Lancey, thanks very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Meteorologist Christopher Lancey, Science and Operations Officer at the National Hurricane Center, and he joined us from his office in Miami, Florida. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.